League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects on a unusual day at the office. For those of you listening, let me just say this. It's worth your time and energy to go watch the video, because as tough as he thought that he made everybody believe that he was, Jose was videotaping it.
He low-key gagged.
He gagged he without audio.
Yeah.
And then for some inexplicable reason went back to the cup because there was a drop or two left. And when that hit the back of his pie hole, Jose slid the garbage can over because it looked like at any second he was like the volcano. He was going to go. It was, and I was like, okay, audio or not, he ain't feeling great.
No, I think it got him a little bit, but he was trying to hide it. It was a room full of people and all eyes on him. So, by the way, some guy from area code 225 is texting the show nonstop. He was one of the guys yesterday that was like, this sucks. They should pull your show. Gal should pull your show. And now he's bitching because he's like, what we need is another hour of Charlottesville. Yesterday, it was threatening the very foundation of our country. It warranted an hour. Today, y'all are talking fantasy football. Come on, guys. Save the world. Charlottesville greater than the NBA schedule. Stop listening, bro. If you hate the show so much, bye. I don't know what to tell you. Why would you take the time to text and bitch at me if you hate it that much? Just go. Just bye.
Probably the same dude that was
good
bitching
Lord.
About what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. I just try to be, like, okay, whatever, you know. But God, why but all see, day? I got to read these all day.
Look, here's a couple. First thing,
I don't even want to give him more time. But
no, the positives we got completely outweigh
totally.
The negative BS from a couple of people whose lives suck bad enough that they want to start taking shots at us because they don't have enough to complain about.
People want to know where they can get America from. I have no idea where to get this stuff.
If it's a good enough, you know, bourbon, which I assume it is, I would imagine it's in like a Specs or, I don't know.
America bourbon. Let's see what comes up there.
Talked about it.
You think so?
Or somebody talked about it.
No, it was on,
they have a Facebook
someone
page.
Someone in the hallway said that Granado and Sean were talking about it today because someone brought it in. I think someone was on the show.
Go to gruntstyle.com. Gruntstyle.com. They have a shirt. I don't know if they have a, they have the America Bourbon shirts. I'm sure that they'll have a link on how to get it. But go to gruntstyle.com. It's actually really smooth because doing that second shot with him, it's good. I mean, I ain't going to lie. And I'm a bougie crown drinker.
Well, I mean,
which I also is, you know, not very fancy at all. But Trey's mom's going to come after us was a text we got. And you think? I don't think we did anything mean.
I don't think so either.
We made him a man. Why would she come after us? We made him a man. We got him his
I
first
shot. I just told him
shot.
To go drink some water because he does have to drive home.
I felt like he was selling the vomit, but then as the more you say it, he probably was actually going to vomit in the trash can. He just was quiet about it.
Maybe we should get something to eat for him. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I mean,
pass out on the way
no.
home.
No.
Let him
do what
you're
he does.
To get rid of him.
He's a man. He's a man now. He's got
to
make man. No, he's got
to
make man decisions.
Remember now, he's tried to make man decisions at the Whataburger drive-thru and it didn't go so well.
No.
Yeah, they...
You wrecked me.
We had to go to his defense because he got into it with the Whataburger drive-thru people.
How do you get into it with the Whataburger drive-thru people? Like, how does that happen?
Because you're Trey. He started blasting me, and I was out there defending him against people that were making fun of his name. I was like, look, it's a name. He didn't get to pick it when he was born. It's like penis size. You don't get a choice. You get what you get. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with a name. You get what you get. So I'm not going to make fun of the dude because his parents are weird. I'm not going to do that. Now his mom's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, exactly.
She's really. She hasn't going to complain. Now she is.
Do what?
She has chimed into us before via Twitter, and she identified herself. But, Nick, what did you say when we were talking about porn stars and it was elevated? Right?
Yeah, the Bush.
What about it?
So that's the bigger problem. So if he's elevated, like what's on the top of his dome piece? It doesn't help his
that
prowess
driver's
overall.
License pick, though.
Dude, oh this driver's God. I just want to take this picture and tweet it out. I swear to you, if he had on a hairnet, he is this, you know, either that or he looks like the white version of the lady that killed Selena. He really does. He looks like the white version.
You just went there.
He looks like the white version of the lady that killed Selena.
The white version of the lady
like,
that killed Selena.
He just went there.
If there was a white Selena, Trey may kill her. If there was a white, what would be the white Selena? Madonna? I don't know. But all I'm saying is...
No, I thought you were talking about the white version of the lady, the killer.
Yeah, Yolanda Saldivar. That's what I'm saying. If there was a white version of Selena, like Madonna, she better never come to town. Trey might kill her. He would kill the white version of Selena. That's what he looks like. He looks like Yolanda Saldivar with red hair. That's in this picture. It's what he looks like. Does he not, Nick? You saw it. You saw it. Look, Joel, you look at that. Tell me he doesn't either look like a lunch lady or the white Yolanda Saldivar. Huh? What's he look like there, bud?
Natalie from Facts of Life.
Wow.
It's the first thing that came to mind when I saw the picture because he's hat, the hair's all up, poofed up.
You wrecked me. Somebody said that last segment was brilliant. Shout out to Nick for the Taste of Freedom drop. Hope that becomes a thing.
Did you see what his middle name is, by the way?
No. No, don't do that. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him. You wouldn't. No, I wouldn't do that to you. Don't do that to him.
Look at his middle name.
I know. But he's the third, which is why he's called Trey.
Taste the Freedom.
Yeah, Taste the Freedom. Who's more feminine, Trey or Raheel, is a text we got.
Wow.
Who's more feminine, Trey or Raheel?
It's a tough one.
I would say neither. Like, neither of them give me a feminine vibe.
He did have a profile pic, Raheel, of him in, like, really short shorts.
Yeah, but that
like,
was a joke.
Really short shorts.
He was joking. I don't think he really rocks those. Do you? Does he really rock those shorts?
I wanted to tell everybody that he did, but now
and
he
I know,
ruined
and Trey doesn't have a lisp, even though Joel and I will make him have a lisp when we do his impression of him. He really doesn't have one.
Because it's funnier.
Oh, Asus?
Well,
when he says Oasis, he does you said that you don't have a lisp?
But not the whole time.
Oasis. It's the greatest band ever created. It's Oasis. And if you don't like that in My Bloody Valentine, then you just don't know what you're speaking of.
Somebody said, love the show, guys. Screw all the idiots. And then somebody said, be careful, guys. You don't want to set up bad mood show for Fred and AJ.
They did go off yesterday.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, you know, that's probably them texting how they hate the show. It wouldn't surprise me if AJ's out there just texting, you guys suck.
Instead of texting you, yeah. He just texts the show.
Oh, he texts me too all the time. He'd be like, you guys suck, or he'll correct me. But yeah.
God forbid there's a fire alarm. And Fred was getting mad yesterday, and he said, because he thought we were mad, and he said, I always greet them with, what's up, sexy bitches? Which is a fact, he does. And we never said a negative word about either one of them.
What? He said what now?
They thought...
I'm completely missed.
Yeah, AJ was like, well, because AJ, I've realized that with AJ, you have to be like.
Oh, you're talking about before the show.
Well, on the air, they were talking about the fact that I said AJ was taken back by the fact that I called him a name yesterday.
You're aggressive towards AJ.
Because it works.
Why? What do you mean it works?
Because, and he's like, but I've never said anything. He's killed me on the air so many times. But then Fred jumps in and thinks that, like, I had called him a name or that there was, and I was like, no, Fred's always, he walks in, what's up, sexy bitches? We have conversation when we're leaving and they're coming in and it's all good in the world, but
I don't know.
AJ's a different story.
Well, you got to understand though, AJ's just having fun. He doesn't mean it. He's harmless. He's a big old teddy bear. I mean, like an ugly teddy bear, but he's a teddy bear. You don't have to worry about him. Somebody said, as be damned, you do look like MC Search, Barry.
Jeez. What? Welcome to the...
It's my first time seeing your mug. And by the way, Lala Anthony is an 8.5 or a 9.1. No, I stick by 4.2 for Lala. I don't care how many pictures Jerome Solomon wants to tweet me. She's a 4 to a 4.2. I'm not backing down from that. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
You really don't think that driver's license picture had somewhat of a resemblance to Natalie?
There is a bit of Natalie and Trey's look on this, but I still see
that?
I just see lunch lady.
Can I just
actually,
put a square
you know
around
what?
That?
It doesn't look like Natalie as much as it looks like the redhead in the middle. What's her name?
Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah, he looks more like Mrs. Garrett than he does Natalie, I believe.
Well, Trey's just become the facts of life.
Boy.
The entire cast in one character.
I just want his picture only. I want to tweet that out. I might have to find that. I'm going to get that at a break.
The fact that you have his driver's license photocopied is so dangerous. You could do so many things with that.
People are clamoring for the picture, by the way. I've got to get a good copy of this. Tyler, I know Tyler Scott is listening. We need to get Tyler Scott to get a quality picture of Trey's driver's license so I can tweet it out.
So Trey has two Facebook accounts, but by the end of this, with you having that photocopied picture of his driver's license, yes, he might have two charge cards. He might have two accounts on Pornhub.
Trust me,
he could have a lot of things.
Of all the IDs for me to steal, it's not going to be Trey's. I am not.
You don't think it's a lucrative find?
Like, for what?
I'm asking you.
Because I can get a free bottle of Prozac? No, I'm not stealing his ID. I'm not. No.
You could become number one on the Oasis fan club.
I don't want to become that. No.
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 You wrecked me.
All right. Let's take a quick one since we got a little bit behind. Clarence, hang it tight. I know you want to talk about your man, Trey. So we'll get you in here in a minute. Hold the Bluetooth, and we'll be back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back with more of The Usual Suspects in the final hour before we turn it over to the happy day that is Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
Hey, Joel, I don't know if you heard, but did you know Yes is coming in concert?
Owner of A Lonely Heart?
That was the commercial that just ran before we came back. So you know what? Let's give away two concert tickets for Yes. August 23rd. What do you say? You want to do it?
Yes. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Dang you. You beat me to it. Yes, I'll be here August 23rd. Smart Financial Center is proud to present Yes, Don't Miss, one of the world's most influential, groundbreaking, and respected progressive rock bands, playing all their greatest hits from all their albums up to 1980. The concert is Wednesday, August 23rd. Show starts at 8 p.m. It's at the new Smart Financial Center in Sugarland, featuring special guest Todd Rundgren and an opening set from Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy, honoring the magic of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. Don't miss this iconic show. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Not in Wiki Wiki.
Okay, Wiki Wiki.
Be caller number 20. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 20 wins two tickets to Yes, August 23rd. And I do 20 again. I'm not trying to be a meanie to the interns, but I want to give the app listeners. I mean, we push the app all the time. You can go out and download that from the App Store, ESPN 97.5 app to listen on the go. But we push it all the time, so let's give them a chance to win too, right?
I'm all for it. 20's not that bad. A lot of people would argue that's 20's. I mean,
a lot.
We've had 100, right?
Yes.
Well, we do like...
not on this show, but...
Yeah, I was going to say.
What was the concert again? Yes.
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 It's not Oasis. I'm halfway through sending out invites for the first league, so it's taking me a while. I've been distracted by, you know, doing a show and everything.
Yes.
But it's going to happen. Yes. Somebody said their new favorite thing is You Wrecked Me. That's their new favorite thing.
We'll get it. We'll get that drop.
Somebody wants me to call the Blitz, be the first caller, and just woo them and hang up. Really piss them off for the day. I'm not doing that. I don't want to have to fight Fred and AJ. They will whip my ass. I don't want that. I don't want that. Somebody asked where we can watch the video of Trey doing the shot. That's on my Twitter, @BarryIsFunny. You can get it there.
You said that like Trey. Funny?
@BarryIsFunny. Funny?
You wrecked me.
Why does Joel sound like the guy from the Brazosport College commercial?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Is that the one?
Don't know.
Is that the one where he's like, it's as easy as and then he forgets that it's easy as 1, 2, 3, making it not easy.
1, 2, 3.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I just read it.
It sounds complimentary though. I like it.
It does sound like you have a friend.
Yep.
Cool.
Is he from the 225?
No, Oh. No, he's not.
No.
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 Not from the 225.
Hey, Barry.
Huh?
Guess what?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a good one.
I don't like
these. It's a good one. You're going to like this one.
Oh.
I mean it. Okay, Clarence, hang on 1 second. This is a good one.
Okay.
Guess who's pitching for the Astros?
Lance McCullers.
Today. No, today.
Who is it? Was it Morton?
Fancy Tail. Bird.
What?
At the zoo.
Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah? All right.
Guess what the score is? They're playing this afternoon.
Are they
by the
playing
way.
Already?
Yeah. Guess what the score is?
Oh.
5-0 Astros, bottom of the second.
Nice.
It's another Peacock start.
It is.
Dude has like got the most fortunate runs per game of any pitcher in baseball. He was averaging 10 runs a game going into his last start. He's already got a 5 spot, and we're not even through 2.
They're on now. Why aren't they on the TV? I don't know.
Because this is ESPN, bro. We're putting a Comedy Network on one. We're going to put CNN on the other.
No, I don't want to watch Comedy Central with the sound down. That defeats the purpose. Yeah, we need to get the Astros in here. If
we'll
can.
Get it up.
Cool.
So there you have it. Stros with the early 5-0
5-0, huh? How many home runs has Springer hit? Do you have the box score in front of you?
I do have the box score in front of me. Springer has an RBI.
Aha!
Springer has 2 RBIs. He has 70 on the season.
The comeback begins.
How about this? Doubles for Max Stassi, Springer, J.D. Davis, and a triple for Bregman.
Well, good to see J.D. Davis actually doing something.
Yep. Well, he had a double the other night.
All right. Well, that's about
okay,
it.
Okay, well.
That's literally about it.
He's hitting 214.
Oh, break, really?
Man. Yeah.
He's no Alex Bregman going 0 for 1,000.
No Altuve against good pitching. I can tell you that.
That's right. You want to do Clarence? Let's do Clarence. I don't want him hanging. We already lost one caller today.
How y'all doing?
Clarence, what's up, man?
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Good. You want to call and talk about Trey? What's up?
First of all, why does Trey look like his mom had sex with Carrot Top after one of his shows?
We have said something similar.
You wrecked me.
Second of all, I was
Clarence
watching
coming in
videos.
Just firing shots. I love it.
I'm just saying, I watched the video, and you seen the moment when Bourbon hit his chest.
Yep.
Like you can see,
yes,
you can see it on his face.
Yes,
he's just looking. This is like all his entire body melted.
Yeah, it's like he regretted it immediately.
But like Clarence,
I'll never be a man.
Barry's like, quit faking it. I'm like, from where I'm sitting, he's not faking it.
I felt like he was faking it, but maybe not.
I don't know, but he's probably throwing up somewhere right now.
You might be, dude.
I told him during the break to go drink as much water as he could, and he's like, no, I'm fine. It didn't really even hit me. I go, Trey, alcohol isn't instantaneous. It's going to sink in over time, and you're going to continue. He's like, oh, yeah, right, good idea. Maybe I should try that.
And what I did is I poured him like a double, really. I just didn't tell him that.
That's nice.
But I loaded him up a little.
Wow.
Yeah, I loaded him up a little, Clarence. Mine was half of what he had, but I had already had one. But I loaded Trey up. I wanted to get him feeling good. So, what else you got, brother?
Nothing. That's it, man.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. As always, thank you for being here. Why you look at me like that?
Because that wasn't our normal Clarence.
Why? Because
he was kind of in sleep mode.
I like that he came out firing right away at Trey. I like that.
If Trey didn't like it. He's in there with Nick though. So.
Well, you know, it's whatever.
I guess so. But you know.
By the way, Taylor Wagner is agreeing with me. Lala's a solid 3.
A 3?
Yeah, gave her a 4, man. And then Jerome sent me a picture of her cleavage, so I bumped it to 4.2.
I think that's low, dude.
But I could go 3. I'm all right with that. I mean, that doesn't bother me. Speaking of like Lala and NBA and side pieces and weirdness.
Okay.
Are the Kardashians just trying to ruin the NBA?
Well,
I really feel like that because what's the latest now? Kendall Jenner has been hanging out with
Blake Griffin.
I really think that they have it in for the NBA. I really feel like they hate that we enjoy watching basketball and they're trying to ruin it for America. Am I wrong?
I mean, the thing is if word doesn't travel in any other way, athletes are superstitious. They know the Kardashian curse exists. Tristan Thompson, perfect example. They didn't win it.
No.
So you know, but I, you know, Chandler might have been the smartest one because Chandler was just a hit and run. He didn't try and stay in for the long term.
Well, but look at his career since, right?
Isn't that the second Clipper? Because there was another Kardashian dating another Clipper, and honestly, he was there as a Clipper. No, that's the third Clipper. There's another one,
another Clipper and another Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. I'll think about it. But yeah, it may not have been a Clipper, but
I know there was the big white dude from the Knicks. What was his name?
Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Oh, Humphries. That's what I'll say.
Humphries,
he wasn't a Clipper.
Was married.
No. He wasn't a Clipper, was he?
No. And this Knicks, right?
Nets.
A few teams.
Nets.
He was on the. Been on the bench for the Wizards.
That's the other thing is why are they dating scrubs other than Harden? And now Blake Griffin, I wouldn't.
Well,
really
Odom
count
was
scrub.
He a scrub at the time?
Lamar Odom.
No,
was
he was never
was a
really a scrub. Yeah, he was never
career.
A scrub. Okay, maybe I'm off base by calling them all scrubs.
Man, I'm getting a lot of tweets right now that
about
your ability to determine what a real scrub is in the NBA is just way off.
I was like, I thought you were serious. I was like, really?
You better pull the splits right now.
That fast? Okay. He's played for the Jazz, the Raptors. This is Chris Humphries, by the way.
Yep.
Jazz, Raptors, Mavs, New Jersey, Brooklyn Nets, Celtics, Wizards, Suns, and Hawks.
So his goal by the
so
end of his career.
Stable. He's stable.
Is to get a jersey from every team in the league in his rec room.
Sew it together like an AIDS quilt.
I wonder how much basketball gear the Kardashian family has.
And the fact that he just went there.
Joel's face. Why are you surprised at anything I say anymore? I don't understand. Like, that bothered him.
Because of America.
America?
America.
Blame it on America.
All right.
All right, we continue to roll on. We've got a half hour to go on the big show, so plenty more to get to. If there's something on your mind, feel free to join us, 713-780-3776. Hit us up via a phone call or text message on that number, HR&P Listener Line, or, of course, hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So as I mentioned, Brad Peacock on the hill for your Astros. I just told Barry in the break, he's going to pitch every game in the playoffs. Because they're just going to keep scoring runs. 7-0 Astros going to the bottom of the third. Unreal, the run support this guy has gotten all year long.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, they needed it, though, so.
Yeah, it's not hurting my feelings to see them putting up numbers.
Right. I mean that's the thing to me. It's just like, I don't need an explanation. Just let it keep happening.
Right.
Because 3-10 for the month of August is not the way. It's definitely no July. Because they were kicking ass in July.
Right. So. Hey, I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned, and I've put it in our rundown.
So?
But I'm surprised that we haven't talked golf at all. You've got the PGA Championship recap. You didn't do it yesterday. It's Tuesday. They played Sunday.
We had.
You don't want to give us a 1-minute recap of your thoughts on the PGA
Justin
Championship?
Thomas won.
I want your thoughts, though. I don't need the facts. I want your opinion on it for our golf fan listeners, and we can do that. I mean, we do MMA. I think it's only fair.
First of all, my pick of Ricky Fowler was close.
Was it?
Yeah, he finished in the top five.
Okay.
And finished, I believe, in the top five of all four majors this year. But Justin Thomas, if you want to talk about a guy that was clutch, a guy that had, and I know you vowed that you would watch the entire fourth and final round, which you didn't do.
I kind of forgot.
Yeah, I'm going to just let that slide.
That's my bad. Well,
Once you watch an MMA fight,
like, come holler at me.
I have.
you are really? Which one was
I've
it?
Sat ringside for some of them. No, remember that now.
Since the show started. Remember
that's
now.
Different.
Yeah. We can't talk about something you saw 9 years ago.
You could. Here's my thing. Just what I like about golf on two different fronts is, one, there is a good core now of young players that can make the sport compelling for a while with Ricky Fowler, with Jordan Spieth, with Justin Thomas. They're all friends, too. So I like the fact that they're competitive, but like those guys stuck around to try and root him on, too.
Which is cool.
And he didn't backdoor the victory. He didn't walk into it because other guys faltered. Down the stretch, he hit clutch shots when they needed to be hit. And clutch putts, and he didn't run from the challenge. He attacked it, and I thought that in itself was the reason why I was glad he won.
And you're okay with there not being that rivalry thing where, oh, I'm not rooting for you. I'm playing against you.
I think there's going to be. I think the fact that if these guys continue to go at the pace that they're going on.
But I'm saying, like, the friendliness, how they waited around for him and they're rooting for him and they're watching. Because I saw him. He was out there hugging those guys afterwards, and that's all great. They're friends. But it's also a sport, and you're competing, and that's if you beat me or I beat you, I'm taking money out of your pocket or vice versa.
Right.
I know, like, you and me and Nick, if that were us, I would be rooting for you to lose.
Right, you'd be yelling Noonan and miss it on every
and
putt.
And you would be rooting for me to lose and Nick and vice versa. We would, I think, because I think we're all ultra competitive.
But here's the thing. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to those guys in the final group, it'll be different. Like, those guys weren't in that final couple pairings to have a shot to win, so they just stuck around to support their friend. But I think that it would be different if those three guys were in the final. Now you're really talking. That would be entertaining. Because if you put Fowler, Spieth, and Thomas in the final group and said, you know, may the best man win, I think you're going to see guys going for the jugular. These guys don't, they're not Tiger Woods, but they're not going to shy away from the pressure of the big moment.
And not to get it off of the topic, but sometimes I watch the Astros, and I think the Astros overall are a friendly team. Marwin Gonzalez is always messing with dudes on the field. Altuve is always talking to folks.
Springer's kind of like that.
Springer. And so you kind of get the sense that I kind of, in a way, I want these guys to hate the other team. But that's selfish and childish. You know what I mean? But I like the competitor in me wants these guys to go out there and be like, I'm not shaking your hand. I don't like you. But it's baseball. You know what I mean? It's a long grind. This isn't football. It's not. I get why they do it, and I'm okay with it. But every once in a while, I'm like, ugh. I kind of just be a, ugh.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, you know.
And golf, too.
This was like Kevin Garnett, too. Like I said, Kevin Garnett used to be my favorite player in the league simply because of the fact that when he crossed the lines to play a game, he didn't care if he grew up with a guy or was best friends with a guy. He'd step on their throat in order to get a win. And then all of a sudden, you had all the huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy, you know, gotta love you, mans, during the games. And it kind of it rubbed me the wrong way because it's like the competitive spirit and fire should burn brighter than the friendships will be there off the floor. But stop doing that on the floor.
Right.
You know? And I'm with you. Like, the other thing is, when is Altuve going to run out of some fingernails? Because that dude is, like, munching the entire game every time they show
him. Yeah, he might be just chewing on his, you know, I mean, just, I don't know. Maybe he's biting him. I don't know. I mean, he's just chewing them and actually eating them off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
You think he's like...
I think
is he doing the old bite and spit where he's like...
Yeah, a lot of times he's spitting a little afterwards.
Oh, well, maybe he's going to run out. Of course, they keep growing back. He's like Wolverine, and he would just regenerate.
Well, if the hair is any indication...
He's a superhero. Don't you know
him
he's
and Julian, they got plenty of follicles to go around. They got some lettuce up there. There's no doubt about that.
So according to Josh Salapak, Peacock just drove in 2 runs?
Now that, we've been actually busy doing a radio show.
Doing it all, best pitcher and now hitter on the team. That's funny.
I can easily look that up, but yeah, I mean, look, like I said, he's already got a 7 spot. That's unreal.
He's what?
He's already put us, you know, again, with the run support, he's already got a 7 spot sitting there in the third inning.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What is the light blue? Are they wearing a different uni?
By the way, okay.
Is that light blue or white? Is our TV just, yeah, it's white.
No, it's got like
our
a tint to it.
Our TV sucks so bad in here.
But
it looks like a light blue D-backs uniform. D-bags. Get it right. Yeah. D-bags.
They have professionalized softball uniforms.
That's pretty much
their uniforms are awful.
Nailed it.
God, they're terrible. And I know they're trying to be different between the gray and the dark maroon and all this with like the different colors bleeding in from even the hats. It looks like you sweated too much and you had product in your hair and it took some of the color out of the hats. I think their uniforms are atrocious.
I admire your passion.
Thank you.
By the way, Usual Suspects League One invites are out. I'm halfway through League Two. So
can you
they
send
will
it to
be
my
done.
Email address so I can they try and will, join the league again?
You already got yours, and they will be done before the end of the show. Remember, you have 24 hours to accept the invite. But right now, you don't have 24 hours because there is no time like the present to start saving money. And I want you guys to pay attention because I'm going to help you save money, and I'm going to help you save money on your electricity bill. what I want you to do is go to energyogre.com and look it up, because energyogre.com has been saving their customers somewhere between 40 and 60% each month on their electricity bill. Last year alone, $21 million. I know from experience, they've saved me $425 since January. And here's the thing about Energy Ogre, guys. They're not an electricity company. They are a technology company. What they do is they go out there and they monitor all of the electricity providers that are available to you, and they pick the best one based on how you use electricity. When I signed up in December, I was a little bit like, I don't know about this. I'm used to just using the same old company that I've been with for like 20 years. And then I realized, and people told me, it's all the same electricity. Like, there's a company that maintains at CenterPoint. That's not your electricity provider. They just fix stuff if you need it. The electricity is the same, so that doesn't change. What changes is how expensive or how cheap your bill is. That's why you need to get with Energy Ogre. Let them get you those cheap electric bills each month. For me, when I signed up, my first bill in January went from $160 in 2016 to $68 this year. My July bill is in. Last year, this time, July bill, $221. This year, $109. I've saved $112 just this month using Energy Ogre. I don't know why you guys aren't signing up if you haven't already, but you need to go do it. It's energyogre.com. Use promo code Barry. You're going to save $10. They charge a $10 monthly fee. My $425 savings is after paying the $10 monthly fee each month. So I'm telling you, it's a great deal. Go sign up. EnergyOgre.com. Use promo code Barry. And here's the deal. No hidden charges, no hassles, no catch, no contracts. Cancel at any time. No reason not to sign up. Go do it. Go save yourself some money. Thank me later. EnergyOgre.com. Promo code Barry.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Marathon Barry Laminack and the crew
shut your mouth.
The Usual Suspects.
I hate when you're right.
As we continue to roll on.
Which is more time than I give you credit for.
Right.
I hate it, though.
As we get ready to turn over to the Blitz, but one of the things that kind of, I guess, wraps up yesterday and today for us, but Chris Long of the Bears is from Charlottesville.
Okay.
And went to the University of Virginia. So he felt like he had a responsibility to speak up on what happened there, and it actually may have backfired.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so he went out and said, you know, people are tired of hearing me tweet because they want me to, quote unquote, stick to football. Not like we haven't heard stick to our stuff, right. Sports on texts and tweets. But
surprised David Gow hasn't pulled this show.
Correct me. But I like to use social media like I was a regular guy because I think I am. I don't tell people to stick to whatever their job is when they want me to talk politics. And this isn't political. The thing is, everybody wants to turn this political. This isn't a political issue. This is right and wrong. I believe you're either one side or the other. For me, being from Charlottesville, nobody wants you to sit idly by and not say anything. And I wish there were more categorical denials from some very important people in this country who have the opportunity to strike it down, and they didn't. Now, coincidence or not, Chris Long was in three fights at Bears practice yesterday and was kicked out. John Fox wouldn't say the reason behind it and basically said that's not something that we're going to put out there.
But are you one to think that maybe?
I would hope not, but based on what's going on in this world, it wouldn't surprise me.
You think he said something he shouldn't have said?
Or maybe players came to him and had a problem with some of the things he said. You don't know.
It could be.
It said the Bears left guard was kicked out of practice for fighting multiple times. The incidents were both with offensive and defensive players and during both individual and team drills.
Oh, well, then you know what happened. There was some snide remarks being thrown his way.
Yep.
And, you know, I get that, you know, you're going to be upset about it, but sometimes you just got to let that go. You know, I mean, it's a football team. You know the guys are going to pick on you. It's like you and me and Nick. We pick on each other all the time, and we do it on air, and sometimes we're super mean to each other. But at the end of the day, no one's getting, like, so upset that they're having to send one of us home because we know that that's the dynamic we have. But I'm saying in a football locker room, it's going to be even worse.
Oh my God! I mean, like we've said before, when we talk about locker rooms, even back with
the Trump
and those quotes. I mean, there will never be an HR department in the world that'll be able to control professional locker rooms or even collegiate locker rooms for that matter in sports, because there is no rules and nothing is off limits. And everybody says exactly what they want and never thinks twice about it or thinks they might get in trouble for it. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
So John Fox said, there's a certain standard we have, and it's something we weren't very pleased with. I haven't had a chance to visit with him yet, but it's something that we'll handle internally.
Oof. It sounds like he said some stuff he shouldn't have said.
Yeah, because the question then came to, was it really based on some of his social media responses and things like that? And he said, I really can't answer that at this point. I'm sure, obviously, there was some frustration. And again, that's not how we operate. I didn't really see everything. Just know there was a disturbance or two. We don't need that. That's why he left the field. So it sounds like that there is a little bit more to this than just your casual, ordinary, you grab my face mask.
If you know, like, here's the thing. If I know that I'm in a volatile state mentally or emotionally, and the littlest thing is going to set me off, or I'm so passionate about something, right or wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, that I would get so upset that I could run the risk of getting thrown off the show for a day, for a week, or whatever, I'm probably not coming to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would probably just stay home that day and maybe go to my boss and say, look, this is a hot button issue for me. I don't know that I can put this aside. I promise you I'm going to get into some skirmishes or altercations. You know how these guys are. You know what's going to happen. Let me just go home and come back tomorrow when I cool down. Is that cool? Now, you know, it's a football team, so chances are John Fox would be like, no, dude, get your helmet. Get out there. Your team needs you. But at least you said that. So when you get thrown out, you can be like, look, I warned you. I told you don't let me because I'm emotional. Because everyone gets emotional. Everyone has a bad day. Ball players, radio personnel, everyone. We all have bad days.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Maybe it sounds like he should have just stayed home and they could have avoided this. But now it's going to be even worse because he didn't.
Well, and the thing is, too, you brought it on yourself, right? Because of the fact that you wanted to be outspoken, one of the prices you pay for being outspoken these days with social media is, as we experience every single day,
boy,
you open yourself up.
Not even so much, though. I mean, yeah, social media can be brutal. Here, it's the text line, which is even worse.
And you're guys, right. I rope it all into social media, you're absolutely right.
These guys on the text lines are, boy, you.
Well, that's why I checked out.
Yeah.
You know, I checked out a long time ago on text messages because of the fact that I realized, and we came up with the cowardly keyboard confidants, but literally, people have a really crappy day or life and decide, well, I can't change that, so why don't I just take it out on people that I don't even know because they're accessible?
It's the convenience without repercussions is how I...
Absolutely. And the anonymity.
Exactly. You just do not have to worry about anything. You don't have to put your name on it. And we have the opportunity. We never do that. We see your phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so if it gets like really riled up, we can always do something, but we never spit it over the air. We never reveal the number over the air.
I should start doing that.
No, you shouldn't.
I should just start giving numbers out to these idiots that text.
You scare and say them. You throw out the first six numbers and then you stop.
But you can't.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to start doing. If you text me some moronic, idiotic, racist BS or whatever, I'm giving out everything but the last number. So you can't say I didn't give out your phone number. I gave out everything but.
I like it. But I thought you could block them. I thought you were blocking
people. Keep being ignorant. I forgot I could do that. I need to do that too. But
I'd
much rather
block them off of our text line.
Yeah, but I'd much rather give their number out. To be honest,
I like that solution.
I'd just rather get it. You know what? Dude, hide behind that.
Can you just please block 225?
why? Because he keeps bringing up you and Clutch the Bear fighting.
I'm tired of it.
See, I didn't do that. You did.
He weighs like a buck. I mean, I don't.
Does he?
I don't know what he weighs. And
I feel like OU Mike is fat. That's a fat ass. I really do. I feel like he eats a lot of, like, I feel like he sad eats. You know what I mean?
He could eat a lot of crow if there was a respond button on some of these texts, but instead, he just keeps hitting the easy tag on the drive-thru.
I feel like OU Mike does a lot of sad eating. I really do.
That's what a mirror can do to you.
Could be.
Hard Knocks tonight. Second episode.
You.
On HBO.
Dirty. I'm telling you guys, y'all think I'm crazy.
Yes, I
watched two episodes of Hard Knocks this season. I've watched two.
Now you're going to get hate.
I don't know why you think I'm crazy. Someone out there, please validate that
There's
I'm not
only
nuts.
Been one that's been aired.
I've watched two on demand on HBO. Two completely different episodes about Tampa Bay.
Barry has watched one.
Validate me, America.
The second one didn't release the kicker, right?
No.
No, but it did.
Validate me, Houston.
The fact that the Texans were
Tell
on
me
hard
I'm
knocks
not nuts. It wasn't the Texans. Barry. I know what the I know.
Was it the Rams? Was
no.
Jeff Fisher still the coach?
Stop it. Validate me, America. Please.
All right. Well, validation or not, Hard Knocks is tonight. We'll have plenty again for you tomorrow. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Way back Wednesday.
Way back Wednesday tomorrow.
Second one is tonight, according to Jong. So.
And that's what I
You're
said
wrong,
too, Jong.
Jong.
But when my man
I watched
is right,
two episodes
right.
on demand. I watched two episodes. I don't know what the second thing I watched is, but there's two options on demand in on the HBO and UVerse.
I know that there is an option.
I'm gonna take a
with
picture
the cuss
of it.
Word
Watch it be changed.
Out,
Shut
but
up.
It's the same episode.
Way back Wednesday. What's the theme? Kirsten gave it.
Kirsten gave it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing
songs
that one.
Songs from Woodstock.
Because it's Woodstock's anniversary this week, right, Kirsten? Yeah. So we're doing songs from Woodstock.
So
or Woodstock artists.
Barry's list will be in within 10 minutes.
Woodstock
Nick
artists.
Nick and I will put ours together within moments of the start of the show tomorrow.
I hate you.
And somewhere along the line, listeners can give their suggestions too. All right. For Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. The Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
May vary. Call for details.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.